That's not true, said the president. At one point on the debate stage with Trump, he said, my son has not made money in terms of this thing about what you're talking about, China. The only guy who made money from China is this guy, he said, referring to Trump. So, in the hearing this week, Fox News, Hunter Biden admitted to a federal judge on Wednesday that he received over $600,000 from a Chinese Communist Party-backed company. Prosecutors said in their proposed plea agreement that Hunter had received $664,000 from a Chinese infrastructure investment company. Hunter then confirmed to the judge that he earned $664,000 from a company he formed in 2017 with the chairman of the CCP-packed company called CEFC. This is Hunter Biden's quote, because they've got the transcripts now. I started a company in 2017 called Hudson West, Your Honor, and my partner was associated with a Chinese energy company called CEFC. Who is your partner? The court asked. I don't know how to spell his name. His name is Yi Jiangmang. He's the chairman of the company. $664,000 from a Chinese infrastructure investment company. Is that one of the companies we've already talked about? The judge asked. I believe so. Yes, Your Honor, said Hunter Biden. I believe CEFC. What? That is an absolute omission. Hey, by the way, he was already sworn in. This is an admission under oath in the presence of the court. Meanwhile, the president of the United States has insisted, even as most recently as March, that never happened. That never happened. Jonathan Turley, Professor Turley, who teaches at Georgetown, is a Fox News contributor. There's an article up on foxnews.com right now. I just saw it right before I came on the air. Turley says Congress is now obligated to launch Biden impeachment inquiries after he clearly lied. So we now have a situation where the president of the United States has openly stated these things never happened. The official position has been from his office, these things never happened. His son has been running around hearing his father saying these things never happened, and there's never been any clarification of the record. When a president speaks, it is a record. He's a public figure. He is not able to go, I was speaking in my private capacity and I was not under oath. No, sir, you're the president of the freaking United States, and you spoke in response to a press question. You also spoke on the debate stage, and you clearly said, China has never paid money to anyone in my family. Your son knew you said that, and he didn't bother to tell you to clarify the record, or B, you know that and you chose not to clarify the record, or C, you really aren't, you know, cognizant of what's happening around you on a regular daily basis, which is also bad. Hunter Biden, under oath, $664,000 from a Chinese company. How about this? Before I go to the break, I'll tell you, here's the other thing that came out of Hunter's strange hearing. A hearing that caught everybody off guard, to include him, because we understand his team was livid. At one point, witnesses in the courtroom say that Hunter Biden threw his hands up in the air like he couldn't figure out what was happening. The judge did not just disavow or decline to accept his plea deal. The judge then had him plead on the site, and he had to plead not guilty at that point because he didn't have a deal to walk into. So he pled not guilty. And the judge then put conditions of his release. So he was released, ROR, released on his own recognizance, with conditions. And you might expect some of these. Things like, you know, not traveling out of the country, yada, yada. How about this? He was also required now to submit to random drug testing. Really? The president's son. He's prohibited from possessing, not owning, but possessing a firearm. He is required to continue or actively seek employment. What's he going to do? I mean, apparently he's qualified to run a foreign gas company. We know that. But surely to goodness, he's an art. Is he going to be an art critiquer? I don't know what he's going to do. But he is required to actually provide evidence that he is seeking employment. He is also required, if convicted, to surrender upon, you know, sentencing that the court may impose, which you might imagine. He's also required to go through pretrial services and be supervised. I mean, this is the son of the president who showed up in a six-vehicle motorcade with Secret Service. And he is now going to be random drug tested And he's also going to wind up having to provide proof that he's trying to find a job. This is unprecedented. And I'm not trying to be sensational. Remind me when it was that a president of the United States of America had an adult son that just was a complete basket case like this and required to make very public appearances in court. Which, by the way, is not his first court appearance, because we all know about the situation with his grandchild, Biden's grandchild, Hunter's love child. You know what? I'm sorry I said that. That child is a beautiful child. It doesn't matter what the situation was with the parents. That child deserves better than what's happening right now. And the Biden family won't even acknowledge the child. Hunter's been in court about that one. But here's the thing. Rejecting the plea deal? Why did this happen? Why did it break down? I'm going to tell you that here in a minute. We'll come back from the break. I'm in number one of the Triple Dipper. Hunter hunts a new deal. Why does this matter to us? It matters because it sucks all the oxygen out of the room. It matters because Hunter is living in the White House right now. It matters because does it create a compromising of Biden with foreign relations and with, for that matter, domestic relations? It matters because it's the reputation of the good name of the United States of America. It matters. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. A couple of text messages before we move on here. Zach from Muscle Shoals, if my mouse would cooperate. Zach from Muscle Shoals, he sends me a picture. He's got a picture of a modern-day revenuer. Gentleman, you know, that looks like it's straight out of the 50s. I'm not sure where that's coming from, but Zach, appreciate you. Jeff from Indiana. Fear the worst thing that happened to all of us is that Joe Biden ran for president. In response to my comments earlier, that's not an untrue statement. Thank you very much, Jeff from Hazel Green. He says, "Oh, I see. Once two strangers climbed old rock. I get it. The Rocky Top song. I just dawned on me what he was saying. Oh, you don't want to hear it, do you, no. Bama fan? Once two strangers song. Climbed old Rocky Top, yeah. Looking for a moonshine put that out of my still." Head. Them two strangers.
I heard that way too much when I was up in Tennessee.
You know what? You ever seen, this is a total aside. Have you ever seen that Alabama student who was asked to tell how he felt about Tennessee? And he says, like, a bunch of lying snitches. You ever seen that video?
Well, there's a lot of videos out about Alabama students doing something like
this
that.
This one was
so I don't
viral.
Even, I'm
one,
sure I saw it.
And he's like, and that orange. I mean, that's like gross. It's not like a regular orange. It's like the inside of a rotten pumpkin orange. And he just went on and on and on. It was hilarious. Okay, that's a total aside. Brian from Huntsville, he says, LOL, presidential family with a rogue, embarrassing child, Hunter. We have gone back to British-style royalty. There's that. John from Huntsville. Phil, there's one thing I don't like about the Andy Griffith Show. Okay, careful. Tread carefully now, John. Tread carefully. If there's one thing I don't like about the Andy Griffith Show, it's how they sometimes unnecessarily made fun of Barney Fife when he was actually being very practical. There's one episode when they were constantly making fun of him for buying an old military-style motorcycle so it could be used as a patrol vehicle. What's so funny about that? And I don't know how to handle your bruised feelings, John, but you know, it is that Barney Fife was a funny man. I had a personal experience, by the way, with Don Knotts. Ever tell you that story?
I don't think I've heard it.
I'm getting so off track right now.
You're taking a different detour.
All right, I got to chase a rabbit.
Okay, go on and chase it.
All right, so I was in college. So now John from Huntsville's got. All right, we'll call this a Don Knotts. John, take note, extra points. This is a Don Knotts mini dipper. All right. So yeah, I'm in college. I was a student in government in college, we would have occasional entertainment come to campus. And in one particular day, we were having Don Knotts, who was still doing stand-up comedy. So this is in the 80s, mid-80s. and Don Knotts came to do stand-up routines. They showed some of like his best of clips, you know, and then he came out and did stuff on stage, and he was hilarious. I mean, he was great and clean, you know, it was just amazing. But I was his campus escort. And so, you know, I took him around campus, made sure he got where he had to go, and then sat backstage. And so literally in the backstage in the green room area, I just kind of sat in a chair over on the far side waiting for, in case he needed anything, and when they called us out. He sat over on the far side reading his notes, and I'll never forget, here I am sitting here with Don Knotts. I mean, everybody in the world is one of the most famous comedians in the history of the world, and just, you know, big star, nicest guy. I'll never forget this. He was sitting there reading his notes, and then he stopped, put his notes down, and he looked at me, and he goes, well, tell me all about you. Yes, sir, what would you like to know? I don't know, just tell me about you. And I said, well, I just got married to Charlene. I got married, you know, in my last year of college. Yeah. And told him a little bit about me. And I remember thinking, what a nice guy. Here's this star who could have said, hey, boy, run get me a bottle of water. You know, something. No, he's like, hey, tell me about you. It was just the nicest guy. And I'll never forget, though, that, you know, stardom had not gone to his head, apparently. So, anyway, there's my Don Knotts story.
Wow.
Very personal.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
I like that story.
And I'm expecting extra points from John. How much time we got before I run to the break?
We got 2 minutes.
All right, I'm going to grab two more dippers here real quick. JT from Lacey Springs, Tennessee Orange, game on Saturday, hunting on Sunday, back to incarceration on Monday.
That's good.
Spoken like a Bama fan. Jeff from Hazel Green says, keep your day job. Your singing is on the same level as my goat when she's irritated. Oh, man.
Wow.
I got to sing another one. I was fake singing. It was fake singing. Just,
I thought it was great.
I like to consider myself, I go to church and make a joyful noise. That's all I'm about. All right, listen, we're in number one of the Triple Dipper, and I'm going to get back to it, especially after the break. But the judge's opinion in this thing is what was so interesting. The judge saw right through it. And some are saying, oh, it's a Trump-appointed judge, who was, by the way, supported by the two Democrat senators from that state for her appointment. And she was required, by the way this, you know, the standards work, the judge has to approve the plea deal. The judge declined to approve it, which is rare. Y'all, let me just tell you, as an attorney, I don't do criminal law, but I understand it, and I have plenty of friends that do, and other members of my law firm do. And when you walk into the presence of the court, ostensibly to have a plea deal presented and receive the plea of the individual who's been, you know, indicted, you're supposed to have all your ducks in a row time you get there. For it to fall apart in the presence of the court is a clear indication that this was a bumbling effort on the part of the DOJ, that the prosecution did not have their act together. And then there's also a whole other side to this, as to why this went down the way it did. Because what we're seeing right now is that the prosecution may well have been trying to, I mean, we say this, but let me go ahead and seek it objectively. The prosecution may well have been trying to have their cake and eat it too, to do what they had to do to show the world they had done something about Hunter Biden, because they had to, but at the same time, protect his dad. And that's not what they're supposed to be there for. All right, listen, the music's playing. We're going to take a break. We'll come right back, and I'll wrap this thing up. Hunter hunts a new deal. I'll tell you why it matters to the President of the United States. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
To Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live on the Right Side Studios. Man, hour number two, local, state, and national. We got all the issues, and like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, all right, so you let me chase a rabbit before the hour, right? Before the top of the hour. Totally got off. Had a mini dipper. had to relate my Don Knotts story, which to this day still impresses me that he would be that considerate and kind of this knucklehead, you know, college student who's just there to help him around the campus. And so anyway, but then, so during the break though, Boomer tells me his story of a similar vein. So for those who don't know, one of Boomer's many lives is he worked in the country music industry, like very much so, in Nashville for a number of years. Tell your story, Boomer.
It was a good time. So it's a similar story to yours. So, I mean, I got to hang out with a lot of different artists, but one particular time I was at the Ryman Auditorium, you know, we were doing a big show with a lot of different artists. And I happened to, you know, walk into a dressing room where there were a few of them hanging out in there, and particularly my artist as well. So I was actually going to, you know, get him before he went on stage and make sure everything was all set up. And then Keith Urban happened to be sitting in there. And so I walked in and started chatting with somebody. And the next thing I know, I got this tap on the shoulder, and this guy goes, "Hey, how about you sit in this chair? I'm going to get up." He goes, I said, "Okay." It was Keith Urban. So I sat down in the chair, not knowing, I thought he was just leaving, about to go to the stage or something. No, he literally let me sit in his chair, and he sat on the floor, and he just started chatting with me just like just hanging out. He says, "So tell me about you," just exactly like that. And
this is good,
hanging out, you know, and so many of the artists and anybody in that talent world is just people too, and so they're just hanging out and want to know a lot about other people.
And that's the thing. I love it when you find out they're still down to earth.
Right.
And they also, by the way, apparently he was raised right, because
absolutely,
he was looking at a guy who was working hard that night, and he gave you his chair and then sat on the floor.
It's such a, you know, it made a huge impression for me, and it was something so simple for him.
Sweet.
And he's just an amazing guy. So.
All right. Well, that's good. All right. I like that story.
Yeah, it's a good story.
All right. I feel warm and fuzzy. I don't want to do the rest of the show now. I just want to bask in the warm glow of the niceness of some stars. Okay. Let's jump back into it, though. There's some things happening in the middle of all of this Hunter Biden stuff that you got to know. There's some like read between the lines kind of stuff. So here's a story on Axios. Axios, Phil, you went to Axios? Yes, I did. So Axios makes note that Hunter Biden's legal team was fuming when they left the courthouse. They were mad. They were dejected. And it says here, why does this matter? Judge Mary Ellen Noreika's rejection of Biden's plea deal on tax charges ensures that legal issues will continue to shadow Joe Biden, just as Republicans on Capitol Hill are turning up the heat in investigating him and his father. So what does this mean? Well, what happened in court was the judge asked the question and got a surprising answer. She asked if this plea deal was in some way intended to shield him from further prosecutions. And the answer from the Biden team was yes, and the answer from the prosecutors was no. What? And then the judge asked the prosecutors, is Hunter Biden still remaining under a separate investigation? To which they replied, yes. So several things there. Number one, there was not a meeting of the minds. The judge said at that point, she said, there's apparently not a meeting of the minds here, which is a big deal, because any contract action has to have, a meeting of the minds. It's a legal phraseology. But then on top of that, you've got the fact that it was just announced in court and now on the transcript that Hunter Biden remains under further investigation for we don't know what, because they declined to say. And then on top of that, here's the thing. The prosecution was preparing to move forward with a deal that would have potentially shielded Hunter Biden from prosecution for other crimes that are not yet named in the indictments that were before the court, which would have also, by the way, coincided with the fact that he remains under investigation. And when you say you're under investigation, they can decline to present to Congress information because it's part of an ongoing investigation. So by announcing he was under investigation, they left the door open for them to be able to deny Republicans in Congress the ability to get documents because, well, he's under investigation. We can't. It's a part of an open investigation. And the judge looked at him and said, you can't provide immunity. I'm paraphrasing now. But you can't provide immunity on the one hand and then use the shield of so-called open investigations on the other. And she basically admonished them, you can't have your cake and eat it too. Which is it? They need more time to think about it now. Folks, that's an amazing moment. What you just saw there was the attempt to play chess, and it turned into checkers. What you just saw there was a prosecution team that was trying to pretend they were doing something meaningful about Hunter Biden while also at the same time setting the stage for preventing information being allowed to be heard in Congress. It's just further proof that what we've got here is a deep state issue that is making this worse by the moment. And praise God we have a slim majority in Congress who can ask the questions. Can you imagine right now if Nancy Pelosi was still Speaker of the House? At this point, Hunter Biden would have paid a fine like a parking ticket and moved on. Nobody would have been allowed to ask questions. This would have been shoved off to the side, and Biden would be running his campaign from his basement. But now what we've got is the declaration that there is an open investigation is news in itself. The declaration that there's an open investigation, but yet they were trying to provide immunity, sort of invalidates the idea that they can't provide documents to Congress. And then secondly, Congress needs to know that it's got the ability to keep moving on because there's something still to investigate. I'm just telling you, if this is not the idea of a need for a special prosecutor, I don't know what is. So yeah, Axios, they're fuming. How about this, though? CNN has a piece where they actually say that the plea deal would have spared the president's son. The deal was brokered back in June. And then if you recall, after it was brokered in June, there was testimony presented to Congress by IRS whistleblowers just in the last week that they had not been allowed to treat Hunter Biden like a typical target of their investigations. Well, you got to know that's in the public arena now. And you have to recognize the judge is in a position where she realizes that not only does she have to provide justice, but she has to provide justice in the eyes of the public. She has to provide something that makes sense. And now she's got a situation where there is clear evidentiary testimony that something went awry during the investigations, and she's questioning why we're here today. Well, listen, it gets worse. I mean, this piece from CNN also points out that what this does, this is a lifeline to Trump. It's an absolute lifeline to Trump. Trump is facing additional charges as recently as last night on the documents deal. There's also speculation that there may be another January 6th indictment coming down for Trump. And yet, piece here from CNN says Hunter Biden is one reason Trump is able to survive and even thrive under circumstances that would have felled almost any other candidate. Rank and file Republicans see the president's son as a prime illustration of a double standard. They think Trump's getting a raw deal and has been the target of an obsessive campaign to bring him down. But then when you watch what's happening, I mean, they can basically what they're saying here is this. If you're going to go after Trump this way, then you got to go after Hunter Biden the same way. If you're going to go after Trump this way, then you really got to go after Joe Biden the same way. And if you're not, then tell us why, because it's obvious in the eyes of the world right now that we have a double standard. And the Hunter Biden debacle is what's unraveling that. If it were not for Hunter Biden's miscreant lifestyle, if it were not for Hunter Biden being such a complete, you know, just boondoggle, then President Trump would have a lot harder time getting around some of the charges that are being levied against him. But when he points out that politics is at play, all he has to do is go, look over there. They didn't do it to Hunter and Joe, but they're willing to do it to me. Pray tell, why would that be? We all know why. We'll take the break. I'll tell you what, is there anything else in the stack that I feel like I got to say? I'll tell you what, I'll end with one more. Aside from the Biden administration's lousy job at trying to refute all of this. Jonathan Turley, once again, he also skewered the DOJ. He skewered them and said that what we're seeing here is incompetence. This is a problem of their own making. Had they done their jobs and done it correctly, we would not be facing the level of debacle that we are. There's that. All right. Hunter hunts a new deal. We're going to come right back and jump into some home fries. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.